Today's daf is Menachas Daf Tzadik Tes, and we will begin 9 lines from the top of Daf Tzadik Tes Amid Aleph Tanu Rabbanan. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Chava Miriam Basmalka Freda and Shlomo Ben Chaya Leia. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Sara Rasya Bas Rav Yosef Yehuda Leib. So we're moving along in the 11th perek of Maseches Menachos. We're dealing specifically about a Dabar Pella, if you're not aware of it, that's mentioned in Melachim Aleph, and that is that when Shlomo HaMelech built his Beis HaMikdash, he didn't just have one menorah like the Mishkan had, he had 11, meaning he added 10 additional menorahs. He didn't just have one shulchan like the Mishkan had, he had 11. He added 10 additional shulchanas. The Gemara talked a little bit about the placement, just in terms of logistics, how they were lined up, where exactly they were. We know the shulchan was in Safin and the menorah was in Darim, but one shulchan, one menorah, from an architectural perspective, is not so complex, but once you're dealing with rows of shulchanas and menorahs, so then things will get a little bit more complicated. Regardless, that was very much the topic of yesterday's daf. Today's daf is going to begin with a braisa that's going to discuss what exactly the purpose of all those additional shulchanos and menorahs were. In other words, we know that the shulchan and the mishkan, its purpose was for the lechem aponim. The menorah, ba'lois ches haneiros, there was a mitzvah to light the menorah. Was that true for all the additional shulchanos and menorahs of Shlomo HaMelech? Or maybe, in as much as there were all these shulchanos and menorahs, but as relates to the avodas that were done with the shulchan and the menorah, the lechem aponim and the hadlokas haneiros, respectively, that was only done with one, the one from Moshe Rabbeinu. That is, as we're going to see, a machlokes tanoim, and the topic of the very first part of today's daf. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, Asara shulchanos asa Shlomo. Shlomo HaMelech made 10 shulchanos, meaning in addition to Moshe Rabbeinu shulchan, he made 10 more. V'lehoyu mesadrin el al shamosh, stating that as it relates to the sidur of the lechem aponim, they were only mesadr, them being the koyanim, on the one from Moshe. How do we know that? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, in Melachim Aleph, so this is in the context of the discussion of Shlomo HaMelech's Beis HaMikdash, ve'es ha-shulchan asha olav lechem aponim sahav. So the pasuk talks about the lechem aponim and says the shulchan that had on it the lechem aponim. It doesn't say the shulchan nois that had on them. It says the shulchan that had on it. It says a b'lashon yachid. Says the Braisa, v'lehayu mesadrin. You see from here, el al shol moish, esem menoris asa Shlomo. The Braisa continues and says that Shlomo HaMelech made 10 additional menorahs. However, but the only one that they lit was Moshe Rabbeinu, Shenemar, as the pasuk says, and this is a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim Beis that's also discussing the Beis HaMikdash and the Kelim of Shlomo HaMelech. There it says, Menoras HaZahav V'Neiroi Seha Levair Ba'erev. Again, it describes Menoras HaZahav in the singular, not menorahs, v'neiroi seha, not with regards to many menorahs, zoysay meres, even though there were many menorahs, but at the same time, lehoyu madlikon, ela b'shal moish. This is the sheet of the Tanakam. Rablazman Shmuel said, al kulam hayu mesadr. No, it's not true. They used to be mesadr, the lechem aponim, all the shalchanes, shenemar, because there's another pasuk, and this is also in Divrei Hayomim Beis, that says, Es hashulchanos va'aleihem lechem aponim. It says faker. It says it in the plural, and it says not on it, but aleihem on them. Ubekulam hayim adlikin. And Rulaz Menchemo continued and said that as it relates to all the different menorahs that were there, they used to be madlik all the menorahs. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, es haminorahs v'neiroisehem levarom kamishpat lefnei hadvir zahav sagra. But again, we need the first words of the pasuk. Es haminorahs, not menorahs, and it says v'neiroisehem, not neiroisehem. The bottom line is, said Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua, I disagree. You have psukim that are a little bit mashma, that the lechem aponim was put only on one shulchan and they were madlik only one menorah. I have psukim that are mashma fakert. Es ha-shulchan nois v'aleihem, es ha-menorahs v'neirahs sehem. It's mashma from there that they put the lechem aponim on all the shulchanos and they lit all the menorahs. Rabbi Yehuda continued in the braisa, and he said, lo yehoyu mesadrin ela al shomosh. So Rabbi Yehuda is a seemingly third shita, although really he's stating the shita of the Tanakam, that loy hayu misadrin el al shel Moshe, that really the seed of the lacham panim was only on Moshe Rabbeinu shulchan. He bavarned and said elomani mekayem ves hashulchanos asher aleim lechem apanim zahav. What am I going to do with the pasuk that Rabbi Lozman Shamua brought that was mashma shulchanos aleihem, that they were misadrin really all of the shulchanos? Said Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda elu shloisha shulchanos hayu b'mikdash. The shulchanos that's mentioned in that pasuk is not referring to the 10 additional shulchanos that Shlomo Melech built, but rather it's referring to the additional shulchanos that the Beis HaMikdash had, unrelated to the shulchanos that were in the actual Eichel. What are those additional shulchanos? So the Gemara now is going to quote a Mishnah. You know what this Mishnah is? On Amid Beis. In our daf, it's going to be the beginning of tomorrow's daf, but really, if you turn the page, you'll see this Mishnah. Shnayim shahayu ba'ulam. The Mishnah over there says that there were three shulchanis in the Beis HaMikdash. Two of them were in the ulam. Mi bifnim, meaning not in the Heichal. They were in the inside, the Pesach HaBayis, but they were right next to the Pesach HaBayis, right next to the entranceway to the Heichal. What was the purpose of these shulchanis? Echad shel kesef, one of them was made of silver, echad shel zav, and the other one was made of gold. Al shel kesef, on the one that was made of silver, noisim lechem, so the Kehanim, we'll see a lot more about this in the Mishnah on Amud Beis, but the Kehanim that used to bring the Lechem HaPonim into the Heichal, so they're going from the Azara, they're bringing it into the Heichal, so when they came to the Ulam, which is the segue from the Azara into the Heichal, they would pause for a minute, they would put down the breads on top of this shulchan that was made of silver. Val shel zahav, and as it relates to the other one that was made of gold, be it tziyasai, that was something that the kohanim used to put the lechem haponim on their way out from the heichal back to the Azara. Now, the reason, says the Mishnah, that on the way in they put it on silver, but on the way out it was dafka on gold, is because shemailim bekoidesh v'loy meiriden. Because it's halacha of mailim bekoidesh v'loy meiriden. So, when the Lechem HaPonim was being put on the Shulchan for the first time, so where was it coming from? It's coming from the oven. So at that point, if you want to put it on a Shulchan Shal Kesef, that's actually a very chashuv. I think, wow, you have a Shulchan that's made of Kesef, that's very impressive. But once the Shulchan already spent a week, or once the Lechem HaPonim spent already a week on the Shulchan with the Hei Ayidiyah that was in the Heichal, well, now already just spent a week on a Shulchan that was made of Zav. So if on the way out you're going to put it on silver, that's actually a Yerida in terms of the Chashivos of the Shulchan. On the way in you were able to put it on Kesef, but on the way out already had a B of Zav. Now, we just said that there were three Shulchanas in the Mikdash. We just described two. What's the third one? Echad Shel Zav, Bifnim. The third one was the Shulchan that was made of gold that was inside. She'olav Lechem HaPonim. That's what the Lechem HaPonim had to be. Tamid. Tamid's a magic word, very much the topic of the beginning of tomorrow's daf. But the bottom line is, says Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, I hold like the Tanakama, that really the Lechem HaPonim was only put on the one Shulchan of Moshe Rabbeinu, not on the additional 10 Shulchanos of Shlomo. I, Rabbi Lozman Shamua, had a diktuk and a pasuk in Divrei Yomim Beis that seemed to suggest that the Lechem HaPonim was put on the Shulchanos, Aleihem, Smashmu was put on all of them. No, those Shulchanos is not referring to the 10 additional Shulchanos of Shlomo, but rather those Shulchanos are referring to the two additional Shulchanos that were not in the Heichal, but rather were in the Ulam, the Shulchanos that are discussed in the Mishnah on Amid Beis. So it's interesting, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda ostensibly is a third Shita, but clearly he's really the Shita of the Tanakama. What was his contribution to this brisa? His contribution was he was miyashiv one of the two kashas that Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua had on the Tanakam. The sheet of the Tanakam is that even though there were 10 additional shulchanis haminoiros, but as it relates to the avodas that were done with the shulchan haminoiros, it was only done with the one from Moshe. Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua said, what do you mean? I have psukim that are mashmanat that way. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda was miyashiv one of those psukim. He was miyashiv the pasuk as it relates to shulchan. However, he was not miyashiv the pasuk as it relates to menorah. Before we go weiter, I think it's kedai to just exhale for 1 second and speak out two horrors. The first horror is, so we have a discussion that's really coming to an end right here with regards to the 10 additional shulchanos and the 10 additional menorahs of Shlomo HaMelech. The truth is that there's more to the story. Hashtag rest of the story. And this is in a Yalkut Shemoni on Melachim Aleph. It's Remez Kuf Pehe. The Yalkut Shemoni over there says, why was it that Shlomo HaMelech made 10 shulchanos? Why was it that Shlomo HaMelech made 10 menorahs? Zok the Yalkut, Vayash shulchanos asara, kidei laharbo yizra'im. The reason he did it was to bring a tremendous shefa of parnasa in the world. We know Chazal say, haroitza lahashir yatzvin. Somebody wants to be mashir, so yatzvin, right? He should do his avoidus in the direction of tzofen. Why? The reason is because the shulchan wasn't tzofen, and the shulchan had on it the lechem aponim, and the lechem aponim is the parnasa, the rabbi is the ashiris of Klal Yisrael, and as a result, tzofen is somehow associated with parnusa, it's somehow associated with ashiris. So says the Yalkut Shemoni, that the reason Shlomo HaMelech went and made 10 additional shulchanos was kidei laharbo Yisrael, because he wanted that the Yiddish kindlich should have parnasa. Says the Yalkut, v'lama asa Moshe Echad. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu only make one? If Shlomo HaMelech had the saga of making an additional 10, so how come Moshe Rabbeinu made only one? Says the Yalkut, it's Pashit. Shlomo HaYu B'midbar tzrichem lizra'im. Because in Moshe Rabbeinu's times, the Yidden were in the Midbar. And being that they were in the Midbar, they had manna from Shemayim. And as a result, they didn't need so much hashpa as relates to Parnasa. Every single morning, they woke up and they had whatever they needed at their front door. Oh, but the kivan shabbos Shlomo, when Shlomo HaMelech came, I saw esek de laharbo yizra'im. Shlomo HaMelech had to be marba, and the reason he had to be marba was because Lamaisa Klal Yisrael needed more, and because they needed more, so it's for that reason he went ahead and he made more shulchanos. The Yalkut Shemoni goes and continues and says that why Shlomo HaMelech make 10 additional menorahs. See, he says the reason he did 10 additional menorahs is because v'chol menorah hayu b'shivin neiros. Every menorah had 10 neiros. Hare shivin, 7 times 10, it was really an 11th, but 7 times 10 is 70. Keneged shivim umois, it was keneged the 70 umois. She calls mancha neiros dolkois, as long as these neiros were dolkois, hayu miskavshim, they were always able to conquer all these nations. Umiyoyim shekavu aneiros, as a matter of fact, on the day that the neiros were extinguished, niskabru, it's at that point they lost. I think this is maybe a little bit of Tosefes Havana in the Hanukkah story, which is clearly a conversation for a whole nother day. But the bottom line is, says the Yalkut Shemoni, that Shlomo HaMelech felt that he was going to have to go and fight Keneged the Umois, and as a result, he wanted to have Shivan Neirois to go Keneged the Shivan Umois. Moshe Rabbeinu, Lechura, they had the Amud Anon. They went al Derech Nes, all the miracles, Sichoi Melech HaMoiri, and Oig Melech HaBoshon, and Vaya Kasha, right? Moshe Rabbeinu lifted his hands, V'gova Yisrael Keneged HaMolech. So he didn't need so many Neirois from the Menorah to be able to go Keneged the nations. But in Shlomo HaMelech's times, they're not living so much al Derech Nes anymore. They don't have the Mon, they don't have the Anon. And as a result, Shlomo HaMelech needed to go, and he had to be mashlim everything through these additional shulchanos that brought the additional parnasa, and through the additional neiros that gave his Klal Yisrael a koyach to be meskaber. There's a lot more in this yalkut, but just to get a little bit of a taste, but just two other chedushim that I think are worth mentioning tucked away in this yalkut. Number one, if you look at the yalkut also says v'kach kova asora ki yoros, that just like Shlomo HaMelech made 10 additional shulchanos and 10 additional menorahs, he also made 10 additional kiyors. Ayin sham. One other thing that you see over here in this Yalkut is the Yalkut is mevur that when Shlomo HaMelech made these shulchanos and he made these menorahs, so he put breads on all the shulchanos. That was the whole idea, to bring out all this ribuy of shefa. And he lit all the neiros because he wanted to have the 70 neiros. And it's mefurish that way in the Yalkut Shemoni behemshech even more, which is really one of the two shittas that we had over here in our Braisna. In our Braisna, it's a machlokes, whether the shulchanos were just tables and the menorahs were just menorahs, or whether they were actually lit and whether the shulchanos actually had bread on it. But it's interesting, because if you take a look at Rashi in our sugi, when he's mefarish the man d'amar that says, al kulam hayu mesadrin, so Rashi says, pamim bazeh and pamim bazeh. Rashi went out of his way to say that even that man d'amar in the Braisna that holds that they used to be mesadrin all the shulchanas, and that they used to light all the menorahs, it was pamim bazeh. But even Rashi was like, oh, al daitoy, to say that you would walk in and you would have all these different breads and you would have all these different menorahs. If you take a look at Chidushei Hagrach HaChodesh al HaShas, more popularly known as Reb Chaim in stencils. So Reb Chaim over there has a little bit of a pshat why Rashi knew for a Dava Pasha that it can't be that they were Masada all the Shulchanas and they lit all the Menorahs. But in Yalkut Shemayni, it's Mefurish, not the way. In Yalkut Shemayni, it's Mefurish that for the Shef of Parnassah, no! Adarabba, there's no, we did it in a Rebbe Shoifen. There were breads on all the Shulchanas, and there were Neiros that were lit on all the different Menorahs. Either way, we'll save the second Aruf for another day. But for now, let's go a little bit weiter. Either way, so in the very, very last Gemara, just following the paper trail, we mentioned the idea of Maila Mekodesh V'Loi Merida. Had it come up? So we had the Shloisha Shulchanas, which is really a Mishnah on Amid Beis, but we had the Shloisha Shulchanas, the one Shulchan with the Hei Ayidia, and then there were the two that were in the Ulam. The one of the two was made of Kesef, the other one was made of Zav. The one that was made of Kesef is where the Kayhanim would put the breads on their way in, and the one that was made of Zav is where the Kayhanim would put their breads on the way out. Incidentally, the reason they had to put the breads down, Rashi says, on the way in, the reason they had to put the breads down is because they were just a little bit tired. Right, they're taking it from one of the Lishkis and the Azara, and it's, you know, we take for granted. Not so easy. Avoid this. And as a result, they needed a little bit of a breather. On the way out, they didn't need such a breather, because on the way out, they're taking it from the Heichel, they just walked a couple of feet. What's the big deal, right? There, the reason Rashi says is because the Kayhanim had to wait for the other Kayhanim to be makter, the Bezichei Levoina, which was first makter the Lechem upon him. So they would actually wait in the Ulam until they got the green light. They were told that the Akhtar of the Bezichei Levoina took place, and then they would walk out with it. But here's the point. On the way in, it's on the Shulchan of Kesnef. On the way out, it's on the Shulchan of Zav. And the reason it was in this way is Shemailim Bekoidish Veloy Marid. Now it's interesting. This idea, Mailim Bekoidish Veloy Marid, and everybody's heard of, right? Every kindler that learns a little bit of Gemara is familiar with this concept of Maila B'Kodesh V'Loi Merid. And this is a rather more obscure application of it, stating that over here, the Gemara feels the necessity to ask the question, and that is, Uminolon de In Meriden. How do we know this idea of In Meriden? And by the way, the next question is going to be, Uminolon de Mailen. So how do we know this idea, really, of Mailen the Kodesh of In Meriden? We're doing this in order of Mailen. So first we're going to talk about In Meriden, then we're going to be Mailen the Kodesh, we're going to talk about how you know Mailen, because really it's backwards, it's Riktzavik. Says the Gemara, Uminolon de In Meriden. How do you know this idea of In Meriden when it comes to Kedusha? As if to say that once the Lechem upon him was on the Shulchan of Zav, at this point, you wouldn't be able to put it anymore on a Shulchan Shel Kesef. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi. Rabbi said, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, and this is a Pasuk in Parshas Pekudei. It says, Vayokem Moishas HaMishkon, Vayitein Es Adonov, Vayosem Es Kroshov, Vayitein Es Brichov, Vayokem Es Amudov. So Moish Rabbeinu ultimately is the one that built the Mishkon. So the Pasuk over there says, Vayokem Moishas HaMishkon, Vayitein Es Adonov, Vayosem Es Kroshov, Vayitein Es Brichov, Vayokem Es Amudov. Oh! From here you see Ein Meiriden. What do you see from here, Ein Meiriden? It's very not clear. In fact, it's so not clear that Rashi says three pshatim in what posh pshatim the Gemara is. Now you would say, if Rashi says three pshatim, it means these three obvious reasons. It's just the opposite. If Rashi has to tell you three pshatim for something, that means Rashi doesn't have one good pshat. Because if he had one good pshat, he'd tell you the pshat. One plus one is not two or three or four, it's two, right? You know exactly what it is. Especially in the world of Rashi, where Rashi doesn't have inamis and va'oidei shloimars. So if Rashi tells you three pshatim, it means that Rashi is bothered with what we're bothered with. And that is, where exactly do you see it? So I think it's kedai to see Rashi inside. It's Rashi dibra amascha vayokem moshe es hamishkan. Zok teilege Rashi. About 8 lines from the bottom. Midireshe v'sefe dekro b'loshan akomo. From the fact that the pasuk begins with the word vayokem, and it ends with the word Vayokem. Vayokem Moshe es HaMishkon, Vayiten es Adon, Vayosem es Krosh, Vayiten es Brichov, Vayokem es Amudov. So the first word used to describe Moshe Rabbeinu building the Mishkan was Vayokem, and the last word was Vayokem. Now in between the two Vayokems, it said Vayiten, Vayosem, and Vayiten. But it started Vayokem and it ended Vayokem. So Rashi, you know, you see from here, Da afilu betzaches haloshoin. That even in the language that the Torah is using, the Torah didn't want it to be a Yerida. As if to say, we started Vayokem. We started on top, and we're ending Vayokem. We're going to end on top as well. We didn't start Vayakim and then Vayitain. That would be like a little bit of a eureka, because Vayakim suggests he lifted. Vayitain just means he placed. Maybe you put it down. We start Vayakim, we end Vayakim in Tzachas HaLoshen HaFilu. There's no Inyan of Yerida, Kal V'chaymer, when it comes to Lamaisa. For sure, there can't be Yerida. V'inami Zok Rashi, another Pshat, is the Leisayu Echav HaKoyhane Ba'akomas HaMudu Va'adonim. Shema Mino Ein Moiridin. V'lothichach Le'inesaske Ba'yacher. That being the Moish Rabbeinu was involved. So, nobody helped Moshe Rabbeinu build a Mishkan. Because if somebody would have helped Moshe Rabbeinu building, that person's hishtatfus would have been a yerida in the Asiyas HaMishkan. So it's for that reason nobody helped Moshe. Now, where do you see nobody helped Moshe? Vayokem Moshe, vayiten, vayokem again, right? Vayosem. So from the fact that all the Lashonis are Moshe Rabbeinu, and there's no Lashon Rabbim over here, there's nobody helping him over here, that's the riot to this Inyan of Ein Moiridin. Because if there was a Musik of Moiridin, then for sure people would have helped Moshe. And then Rashi says, Lishna Achrina, I'll tell you a third pshat. That Mikar, the Pasuk says, Vayokem Moshe Es HaMishkan. It says, Vayokem Moshe Es HaMishkan. The Hainu Yerioys, which are referring to the Yerioys. So Moshe Rabbeinu lifted the Mishkan. Kipshutai means the Yerioys HaMishkan, right? Going back to Parshas Truma, all the different Yerioys, Machloikas, three or four, but the bottom line is Moshe Rabbeinu first lifted the Adonim. But he didn't put them down while he was putting up all the Amudim and the Adonim. So this is like an incredible feat. So Moshe Rabbeinu first puts up the Yerioys, right? You put the roof up first and then you start building the foundation and you build the walls and then you start putting the electricity in. All the while that you're holding the Yerioys. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu was very strong. Chacham Gibar Asher Va'anav Kula Mi Moshe. Rabbi Yechonon's Memra and Nedarim Lamed Chesav and Aleph. But the bottom line is that why would you do it this way? This just seems like a tzirik tzivik way of going about it. The Teretz is because Moshe Rabbeinu was told to lift up the Yerioys, and once he lifted them, he couldn't put them down. So now what? So Moshe Rabbeinu was forced to work backwards and retrofit the entire Mishkan into the Yerioys. So from there, you see, it's that there's an Inyan in Ma'ala because of Yerioys. But again, Rashi's mutching over here very clearly. He's struggling, he's grappling to understand Pashup Shah. And as a result, Rashi came up with three suggestions of maybe where you see it. But the bottom line is, from all places, this is the Makar to this idea of Ein Moiridin, says the Gemara of Aitokmin, all under Mylin. How do you know Mylin? Because there, so we know Ein Moiridin. How do you know Mylin? Amr of Achab Yaakov, the Amakra, the Pasuk says, Is Machtois Hachatoim Ho'ilab and Avshoisam. So the context over there is referring to the Adas Kairach. And the Adas Kairach, the 250 Chevra, so they came with all their pens, right? That was the Bechina to figure out if HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Aaron or if HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Kairach. Now, after they all died, so they Machtois of the Chatoim Ben Avshoisim, the people that had sinned in their souls, those Machtois were around. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that what you should do with it is Va'asu Oisam Rikuye Pachim, you should flatten them out, and you should take the metal, the silver, and use it tzipui la mizbeach. It should be a covering for the mizbeach, ki yekrivim lefnei Hashem, because they were used as some sort of akrav lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vayekachu v'yiu lo'isav bnei Yisrael. And this is going to end up being an oisav bnei Yisrael. But what do you see from here? That they were told that when you're going to use it now, we want it around as an oisav bnei Yisrael to remember the story of Korach. But what are we doing with it? We're going to use it for something more than it had been previously been used for. Betchilo tashmishe mizbeach. Initially, it was used for the ktairis. It was used for tashmishe mizbeach. Now Gufay Shal Mizbeach, now became the Chefs of the Mizbeach. So you see from here that there's an Inyan that you have to be Mylan. So we know Ein Moiridin and we know Mylan, that both learned from Kachem Diga Halachis. The bottom line is, this is the Makar to this Inyan of Mylan Bekoidish Ein Moiridin. It's a very obvious Kasha that we need to speak out. It's the Shagas Aryeh's Kasha in Turi Yevin, Mesach Tzmigil Daf Chavav. Break the Shagas Aryeh. He says, once I have a Makar of Mylan Bekoidish, why do I need a Makar that Ein Moiridin? If the halach is Mailam B'Kodesh, you have to be Maila. It almost sounds like if I want to go Shavah B'Shavah, I wouldn't be allowed to do it. I have to be Maila. So the Makar of Mailam B'Kodesh, isn't that in and of itself a raya that Ein Moiridin? Why do I need a Makar, Saifa Ein Moiridin and Saifa Mailam? Once I know Mailam, so I know it can't be Shavah B'Shavah, I also know you can't be Moiridin, Kal V'Chaymer. So vos tafach ha-mekar for Ein Moiridin, once I have a Makar for Mailam. So the Shagas Aryeh said that it's Muchach from the Gemara, that when the Gemara says, and when Chazal say throughout Shas, Mailam B'Kodesh, it doesn't mean that you have to be Mailam. If you want shava b'shava, that's okay as well. What it means is that you could be Maila. There would have been a Havamina that once something is locked into a certain Madrega of Kedusha, so this is the way it has to be forever. And even to be Maila, you're not allowed to. Kamash mala Maila b'kodesh shemutter. That if you want to be Maila, you could be Maila. Oh, if that's the case, of the Shagasai, it's Pasha, why I need a Makar of Emayridin. I need a Makar to Emayridin to know that Hagam, I'm allowed to be Maila Bekoidish, but I'm not allowed to be Mayrid Bekoidish. If Maila Bekoidish meant is a Chiv to be Maila Bekoidish, so licked in the Chiv to be Maila Bekoidish, the Isser of Emayridin. Of the Shagasai, Maila Bekoidish doesn't mean there's a Chiv to be Maila, it means Mutalalois. Mutalalois Bekoidish, okay, so what does that mean as it relates to Meiriden? That's a little bit unclear. Kamash Malon, that there's an Isser to go ahead and to be Meirid B'Kodesh. Don't think just like you're allowed to be Maila, so too I'm allowed to be Meirid. No, Maila B'Kodesh, that's Mutter. But when it comes to Meiriden, in Meiriden, that already is going to be an Isser. Either way, so the first part of today's daf, especially since we started 9 lines from the top, was not terribly complicated from here until the end of the daf, especially since we're going to stop by the Mishnah about 14 lines from the top of other days, is going to be much welcome breather, much welcome divrei agada. Zok to Gemara. The pasuk says, "Asher shibarta v'samtem ba'aron." So what's the context? "Ve'echtav al aluches asadvar masher hoyu al aluches arishayin masher shibarta v'samtem ba'aron." It's referring to the luches shnius. So Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luches rishayinus. After Maimed Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim for 40 days and 40 nights, and he came down, he saw Klal Yisrael had sinned with the Chet Egel, and he broke the Luchais. So the Pasuk says that he went, and he wrote new Luchais, for Echlev ala Luchais, es hadvorim ashahoyu ala Luchais harishayim asher shibarta, v'sam tamar, right? Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, you should go ahead and write new Luchais, and you should put the new Luchais in the Aron. Why are you writing new luchais? Because the first luchais were broken. What should I write in the new luchais? Whatever it said, as hadvarim ashahoyu ala luchais harishayim asher shibarta. Stating that, Rabbi Yosef said that from the smichos of asher shibarta v'samtem ba'aron, we learn, Tani Rabbi Yosef, alamet shaluchais v'shivrei luchais munachem ba'aron, that it wasn't just the new luchais, the luchais shnius that were in the Aron, but the shivrei luchais of the luchais harishayinois were also in the Aron. Where do you see this? A pashup shad is because the words asher shibarta are extra. Why do you have to say asher shibarta? V'echtav ala luchais, as hadvarim ashahoyu ala luchais harishayim v'samtem ba'aron. Asher shibarta, I mean, everyone knows that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchas. So why do we have to chazer over in this pasuk asher shibarta, asher shibarta, v'samtem ba'aron, that even the luchas that were broken, the shivrei luchas, even they have to be in the Aron? Said Rabbi Yosef, mikan, and from here you can learn a musar. The Talmud Chacham sheshachach tamudoi, that a Talmud Chacham that forgets his learning, machmas oinzoi, because he got old, he was a chayla, because of an oinish ein noig mit minig bezoin, now would be noig with him minig bezoin. Just like we had to treat the shivrei luchais of the luchais harishayim with a certain level of sanctity. Why? Because it once had in it the dvar Hashem. Even though now all it is shivrei luchais. Even though right now it was oisius parchas ba'aver, there were no oisius. There's nothing inherently kaddish about it. But being that at one point, these avonim housed the dover shebektusha that was the dvar Hashem. So it's for that reason it retains a certain level of kedusha. So Rabbi Yosef said, "Halacha l'maisa." You know what you see from here? A Talmud Chacham sheshachach Talmudai machmas oinzoi ein noyagim boy minig b'zayin. The Iyun Yaakov in his Pirush and Ein Yaakov says that it's pashat. This was Rabbi Yosef l'shitasai. Rabbi Yosef, who we know was a chayla, and because of his machla, he forgot his learning. That's why throughout Shas Abaye is always reminding him of things that he said or didn't say. Rabbi Yosef, almost being Matthias himself, said that I see from the parsha of the Shivrei Luchais, that even though I feel now like Shivrei Luchais, but at the same time, Talmud Chacham sheshachach Talmudei machmas oinzoi ein noyingen boy minig b'zoyin. We're going to get back to this Be'ezer Hashem. Simen bitel sarach v'shachach. Amr Ishlokish v'shlokish said, Pamim, shebitulo shel Torah, is that what you say? That there are times that if someone's mevatel learning, that's actually a way of establishing Torah. So usually, how you meyasa Torah? By learning Torah. But Pamim, there are times where bitulo shel Torah, is that what you say? How do we know that? Tichsev? It says, asher shibarta. And Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe v'shlokish says, you know what the word asher means? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe after he broke the luchos, yiyashe koichacho shashibarta. Thank you for breaking the luchos. Now, breaking the luchos is in the lecha bitula shel teira gedoyla mizu. Befrat, after you learn the Gemara in Masechtes Erev in Dafnun Gimel, where the Gemara talks about the maila that Klal Yisrael were at when they had Luchas Rishayna, and the levels that they fell at the time of the Shfiras Aluchas. So this was an incredible inyan of Bitula Shel Teira. But afilu hachi HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Yashikachach Asher Shibarta, this is not the time to talk about this, but there were tremendous benefits in Shfiras Aluchas. So you see that even Bitula Shel Teira Zeu Yisoida, that could be a way of actually establishing and founding Torah. If you take a look at the top Rashi and the Yomid, Rashi says, what is an example of this? I mean, Rish Lakish is giving us some practical advice. Just like Rabbi Yosef's memra, that the Shivrei Luchas were in the Aron, what's the Lamaisa? The Lamaisa is that if you know a Talmud Chacham that would, right now, because of an oynes, because of a chayli, whatever it is not on the same madrig of learning, you can't be noig with a minig with zayin. Okay, what's the practical takeaway of Bitula Shel Teira, sometimes that what you say, though? So Rashi says, Kegoyin, Shemavatul Teira Leitzoas HaMeis Ulachnos HaSkala. If someone's Mavatul Teira, Faitzoas HaMeis and Achnos HaSkala, that's Bitula Shel Teira, that what you say, though. Why? Kaloyim HaZok Rashi Vaiter. Mekabul Schar Kilu Yoishev Umiyasta Voisakba. Meaning, if somebody's in a situation where right now he has to be Mavatul Teira for the mitzvahs of Haitzahs HaMeis and Achnas HaSkali, he would think, what do you mean? I'm learning Torah, Talmud Torah, can I get Kulam? If I'm going to be Mavatul for this, I'm going to be losing out. Kamash Molon, Mekabul Schar Ki'ilu. This is a Ki'ilu, but you're going to get Schar Ki'ilu Yoishev Umiyasta Voisakba. I saw the Achroinim in Yaakov. He mutches on Rashi a little bit. Pasha, when you think Bitula Shel Teira Zeu Yisoida, it sounds like what Rashi's saying is, you do an act of being Mevatel Torah Mamish, and fakert, because you're Mevatel Torah, you're going to be Miyasid the Torah in a way that you wouldn't have been Miyasid had you not been Mevatel the Torah. Rashi is coming in much softer. What Rashi's saying is that sometimes, if you're doing the right thing, then you're going to get schar for not learning Ki'ilu you would have gotten learning. But not that the Bitul Torah actually will put you in a place where you're going to be better off than had you been learning. Bitula Shel Teira Zehu Yisoida. Certainly, the way it's quoted in the Svarim Akdoshim is always that Amol Medaf Mevatel Zayin Teira. Fakert, because sometimes you have to do a Yerida L'Tzayir Chaliyah. There's a concept of an Avera L'Shma. It usually falls into that category. Rashi, for whatever reason, seemed to go away from that. In fact, Zehu Yisoida, Rashi has a Kaloymar over here. I don't mean Zehu Yisoida that you're being Miyasid the Teira through Bitul Teira. The hisyast of the Torah, Zok Rashi, is not happening through Bitul Torah. Narvah, sometimes it's the right thing to do, and if it's the right thing to do, you're not going to lose. Memela, you'll get schar ki'ilu yoishev u'miyast of oisikba. But the way you miyast the Torah is by learning Torah. You're not going to be miyast the Torah ever by being mevatel Torah. It's not the more popular way of understanding it. But al kaponim, azoy shtey don Rashi. Either way, moving along, another man from Rish Lakish. From Rish Lakish, Talmud Chacham shesarach. A Talmud Chacham that went bad, sarach literally means he's spoiled, he smells, right? So a Talmud Chacham that did aveiros, ei mevazen oisa befarhesio. He can't be mevazen befarhesio. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, v'choshalta hayoim, v'choshal gam novi imcho loilo, v'domisi imecho. What does it mean? V'choshal gam novi imcho loilo? What it means is that in the event that the novi, the Talmud Chacham, is nichshol, kisohu kalayla. You should just keep it b'chadrei chadarim, leave that skeleton in the closet. You're not supposed to be mefarsim it. A little bit of a chiddush, because you think if the Talmud Chacham is sarach, so mechtesa, he's the real deal. Turns out he's not legit. So if that's the case, maybe expose him. It's not true. To the extent that he's a Talmud Chacham, that criteria alone earns him the protection, and you have to be mechasa the chet that he did literally kalayla. I'm Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said another memra, and this memra of Reish Lakish is going to be the topic of the raid. If somebody forgets one thing of his learning, over belav, he's over loisase. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Rak, he shomer lechor shmar nafshecha ma'oid, pentishkach es advar masheroei necha, ufen yasuru milvav." Said Reish Lakish, in this pasuk you see that if somebody forgets even davar echad mitalmudai, he's over on a loisase. Where do you see that? It doesn't say loisase over here. What does loisase usually mean? Loi. Loi this, loi that. Doesn't say loisase. Okay, the background to this is something that Rab Abin Amar Rabbi Lo famously said. Wherever it says the word hishamer, or pen, or va'al, any one of those three words, Eino Elo Loisaseh. It means a Loisaseh. And being that it says over here, Hishamer, Hishamer is a Loisaseh. Ravina said, Hishamer Upen Shnei Lavininu. Not just going to be over one Loisaseh, you're going to be over two Loisasehs. And the reason you're going to be over two Loisasehs is because it doesn't just say Hishamer. It says pen, right? Hishamer l'choshma nafshachom me'oid, pen tishkach. So being that it says two, you're going to be able to. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said, b'shloisha lavin, you're going to be able to three lavin. Shenemar hishamer l'cho, ushmar nafshachom me'oid, pen tishkach es advarim. It says hishamer twice. And being that it says hishamer twice, and it says pen, so you're going to end up being over three. Yoch, you would think that a person would be over these lavin, even if he was an oynes. He forgot his learning simply because he was an oynes. Talmud loymar, it says, upen yasuro mil vavcha. And being that it says, upen yasuro mil vavcha, we learn from here, b'mesir milibe akasim adabra. It's only if you do like an act of some sort, like you just want to forget your learning, you want to put that part of your life behind you, that person is the person that's over the loisaseh. Rab Dostoy Brabyanai Omar. Rab Dostoy Brabyanai said, Yochel, you would think afilu takfa all of Mishnah. So let's say somebody is learning a lot, and it's hard, and it's hard to remember, and it's hard to properly chai, it's just hard. There's a lot of learning. So you would think even that person's over the lav. Talmud Omar, it says rak, right? The pasuk begins rak, hishama lecha. Rak is always an exclusionary word. There's this major, major carve out, major exception to this inyan. Rak, hishama lecha. You should know that as much as I'm telling you a lav, but this lav is not something that is always going to apply. And to the extent that somebody forgot his learning because he was talk for all of Mishnasai, so that person is not going to be over the lav. Now, the truth is, there's a big discussion in Achreinim. This is not what we're going to talk about. Whether Mesira Malibai means like we described it, where a person does an action and he mamas tries eradicating it from his memory and his conscience, and he really, really wants to get past that part of his life. Or it means someone that just doesn't do enough to remember. So he doesn't chaz it properly, or something along those lines. So this is an inyan that the Achreinim talk about, Ayin Sham. But just in terms of Pasha Pshan and the Gemara, recapping what we just had, so Reish Lakish, in a string of Reish Lakish memories, said that from the Pasuk, Raki Shomer L'cha Shmar Nafshecha Me'oid, Pen Tishkach Es Advar Mashro Einecha, Ufen Yasuru Milvavcha Kol Yemei Chayecha, Voi Da'atun Levanecha Velevnei Vanecha. You see that if somebody forgets his learning, if someone is mishakeach dover echad mitalmudai, literally one aspect of his learning, this person is already going to be over a lot. Why? Because it says Hisham. Kumtz again, Rab Vino, and Ravina said one lav, two lavin. It says Hishamer, and it says pet. Rav Nachman Yitzchok said two lavin. You're saying good, say better. It's three lavin. Because it says Hishamer twice, and it says pen once. Now, L'chura, I would have expected to be a fourth mandamer in the Gemara. I thought there was going to be a mandamar, somebody, that was going to say, over bedalad lavin. You know why? Because it says, Hishamer twice and pen twice. Rak Hishamer l'cha, ushmar nafshecha me'oid, pen tishkach es advar mashro einecha, ufen yosur muvavcha, kol yumei chayecha. Two Hishamers and two pens. Why do we stop here? Tzarech bir. Another tzarech bir is, what is the machloikis amayra? What's Pashup Shan in the machloikis? I understand. Reish Lakish knew that you're over a lav. How did he know it? Because, what do you mean? Rab Abin Amar Rabbi Loa said, wherever it says Hishamer pen va'al, so eino yalo loisaseh. It for sure says Hishamer upen, and it says Hishamer twice. I think it also says pen twice, but the bottom line is, Reish Lakish stops by one. Even Ravina stops at two. Rav Nachum by Yitzchak, he's the grace of Mechadish and the Sugya. He says three, and he also stops by four for some reason. But Pashup Shat, how do you read this Gemara? We've read this Gemara many times over the years. How do you read Pashup Shat in the Gemara? So L'chura, Pashup Shat seems to be, Reish Lakish was of the opinion that Hishamer pen va'alos a loisaseh. But at the same time, all the Hishamers pen va'als, as relates to one loisaseh, count as one. Meaning, as much as there's a musig of laver ol b'shtei lavin, there's nothing to talk about, two lois would count as two lavin. But Hishamer pen va'al is a more subtle word that describes loisaseh. L'may nafkemino, all the Hishamers pen va'als are going to count as one. Ravina said, I disagree with you. I hold Hishamer and pen should be two. Now, I agree that two Hishamers is one, and two pens are one. Aber Hishamer and pen, I don't see why they shouldn't count as two. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, no. If Hishamer pen va'al is a loisaseh, so this is a laver al of begim 11. I don't see what the difference should be between Hishamers and pens. Now, for some reason, Rav Nachman Yitzchak draws the line. He says, the two Hishamers, yeah, and the two pens, not. Like, one of the them you can count as two, but you can't have two of them counting as two. That's already a little bit of a leap of faith. But I think in terms of Pshutei Shel Mikra, understanding the Machlokes HaMeiran between Rish Lakish, Ravina, and Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, in Pshat Tova, it seems to be that as much as Yishamer Pen Va'al, all the shyness of Loisaseh, but the more softer the shyness of Loisaseh. Either way, one more Gemara. Zokte Heilige Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan ve Rabbi Lazar, Da Amri Travai. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar both said. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, Da Amri Travai. Right, the names matter. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, Da Amri Travai. I think we made the point. Torah Nitna Barban. The Torah was given after 40 days. Meaning 40 days from Maimed Har Sinai, the Torah was given. Uneshama Noitzer Barban. And the Neshama gets infused in the child, the embryo of the child after 40 days. Any person that watches the Torah, his neshama is going to be watched as well. But if somebody doesn't watch the Torah inside of him, his neshama is not going to be watched as well. Meaning if somebody watches the Torah that he has, he protects it, he doesn't forget it. Right? That's the segue over here. That's the hemshach. That person's neshama is going to be watched. If someone doesn't watch the Torah, in Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, they used to say the following b'raisa. There was a person, an Adam, or he had an Eved, maybe he was a Melech, an Odoin. He gave his Eved a tzipor dror, he gave him a tzipor to watch. Omar, he said, you think, do you think that if you lose this tzipor, this bird that I asked you to watch, then I'm going to ask you for an Iser? So Iser was probably the value of the tzipor. So yeah, no worries. I'll lose the tzipor. I'll make you whole. Absolutely not. If you don't watch it properly, I'm going to take your neshama from you. Meaning, you better watch this. Don't just make me whole. No. You're going to have to protect this. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm giving you the Torah. And this Torah is very important to me. It's very valuable. And don't think that you're like, okay, so I'll forget the Torah. You know, I'll make you whole somehow. You're not going to make me whole. Nishmascha ani noitel mimcha. This is a very, very serious matter. Exhale. So as it relates to the last portion of the daf, va'amir ish lakish, kala meshakeach, dover echa mitamudai, oivir belav, shenemar hishamar lecha, uchmar nafshecha ma'oid, pentishkach es hadvarim, asher ro'u einecha. From that pasuk said Reish Lakish, you see that if somebody forgets Dover Echa Mitalmudai, he is over a lav. Ravina said, you're not only over one lav, you're over two laven. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said, you're not only over two laven, in fact, you're going to be over three laven. And you have to read the fine print, which says that the only time this is true is b'mesira meliba. You have to know what that means. Yachal afilu takfa olav mishnasai. For that already, we have the word rak. For sure, in that situation, a person is not going to be over. From our Gemara, it sounds like that this was a discussion amongst the Amoraim, the G'dayli Amoraim, Reish Lakish, Ravina, and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. This inyan, that if somebody forgets his learning, it's very serious. Over by one lav, over by two laven, over by gimel laven. The truth is, the inyan of there being Isser associated with forgetting one's learning was already discussed by the Tanan. In fact, it's a Mishnah. In fact, it's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It's Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud. Rab Dustoi ben Rab Yanei Mishum Rameir Oimer. Rab Dustoi ben Rab Yanei send the name Rameir. Kalashicheach loch be'echem yimishnasar. If somebody forgets one item of his learning, malin olav, we consider it ki'ilu mischayev benafshay, as if he's chayev misa. Shenemar, the pasuk says, raki shomer lecha, ushmar nafshecha ma'oid, pentishkach es hadvorim ashnero einach. Yochel said, Rameir, afilu tokfa olav mishnasay, mamash argumar. You would think that even if it was tokfa olav mishnasay, tamaloymar, upen yosuru milvavcha kol yemei chayecha, ha'enoi mischayev benafshoi, ad sheyeshev yisirim milibay. But really, the makar to this inyan of it being very chomer for a person to forget his learning is really a mefurisha mishnah. Now, if it's a mefurisha mishnah, so what's Reish Lakish coming to be myself? So it's pashat. The mishnah didn't say that there's an Isser per se. The Mishnah didn't say that there's a lois assay. From the Mishnah, you see that it's a davar chomer. Malin olav kilum eschayiv benafshei, which implies some sort of isser, obviously. But in terms of what the nature of the isser is, for sure it didn't mention. That was already a discussion in Amiram. Is it one lav, is it two lavin, or is it three lavin, right? Ein unchin elun ke mazirin. So on some level in the Mishnah, it was implied already that there's an isser. What the isser is, that we don't know. So l'chur, Amiram went, and Amiram did what Amiram always did, and that is, they expanded and they commented. They were mefarish. The Mishnah says, "Malin olav kilum eschayiv benafshei. Vaistois is an iser. What is the iser?" Reish Lakish says it's the hishomer. Ravina said it's the hishomer and the pen. And Rav Nachman Yitzchok said it's the two hishomers and the one pen. But the ikur idea of kol hashecheach dover echam mimishnasoi, that's something that's rooted in a Mishnah. A Mishnah in Pirkei Av, stating that, as it relates to this whole shmooze, I think it's kedai to be marchiv of the Inyan a little bit, and be'ezus Hashem, speak out four ha'aris. The first ha'ar is, we've mentioned many times over the years, and a few times recently, the Ramban, Hayudua u'meforsim, in Parshas Vayeschanan. The Ramban on the Pasuk, Raki Shomer Lecha Ushmar Nafshecha Ma'od, Pen Tishkach Hasadvar Masheroei Necho, says that the aside of this Pasuk is, it's a Pasuk that Ladaiti is a mitzvah loisase, Hizir Ba Ma'od. And it's a loisase that the Torah is warning us in a very, very wordy and a very, very intense way. And what is the aside of this iser? The aside of this iser is shalay tishkach maimit har Sinai mikol advarim asheru shamenecha hakoylois valipidim es kvoidei ves godloi udvar vasheshamata shamitoychoish. A person has an obligation to always remember and never forget maimit har Sinai. In other words, Ramban says that this pasuk Raki Shomel Chashma Nafshecha Ma'od is referring to maimit har Sinai. Truth is, we kept on reading the pasuk. But really, there's a next pasuk. And the pasuk goes on and describes Maimon Har Sinai. Says the Ramban, you want to know what this iser is? It's a loisase. And what is the yisoid of this loisase? Thou shall never forget Maimon Har Sinai. L'chura. This Ramban's a Meiridiger Ramban. And this Ramban is related to the Ramban. And then the Parsha's boy. And it's from the Yisoid HaChasidus V'Shoyresh HaAvoid HaTmimo, as it relates to the Emuna that the Yid has. It's related to Avoid of Leila Seder. V'chulei v'chulei. But at the same time, the Ramban seems to have said a beautiful pshat in a pasuk, the Loika a Gemara Menachas Sadik Tes on the days, and it's the Loika Mishnah in Perek Gimel of Pirkei Avos. So at first glance, the Ramban's a Pella. The Ramban goes and the Ramban says, you want to know what this Pasuk means, Raki Shomel Choshma Nafshach Ma'oid? It means Maimid Ar Sinai. Maimid Ar Sinai, we just learned it. It's a Mishnah. Kol HaShecheach Dover Echad Mi Mishnasai. In the words of Reish Lakish, Kol HaMishakeach Dover Echad Mi Talmudai. It's not the same language, right? But the bottom line is, it's Mefurish, it's referring to Torah. You're not allowed to forget you're learning. You learn, you have to remember. How could the Ramban come and say that it's referring to Maimon Har Sinai? Isn't it the Loika Mefurisha Sugi in Shas? Oh, by the way, a Mefurisha Mishnah. How is it possible that this is the way the Ramban went ahead? And the Ramban was Mefarish. Truth is that at first glance, there'd be Mokum to say that when the Ramban said what he said, he didn't mean that all the Pasuk means is that you have to remember Maimon Har Sinai. Avada, the Pasuk is saying you have to remember your learning. But in addition to remembering your learning, Yehuda va'oid l'kra, there's another Indian in this Pasuk, Zakhtar Ramban, and that is that you have to remember Maimon Har Sinai. Just to bring out the point a little bit better. Right, if you look at the Pasuk, Raki Shomer Lecha Ushmar Nafshecha Ma'od, Pen Tishkach Es HaDvarim Asheru Einecha, Ufen Yasurim Milvavcha Kol Yemei Chayecha, Voidatam Levonecha V'levnei Vonecha. Poshet, based on the Gemara Menachis and the Mishnah in Avos, what the Pasuk is saying is, Hisham l'chosh ma'nafshem l'choyd, pen tishkach wat es ha'dvar mashro einecha, referring to the Torah. U'pen yasurim l'vavcha kol yimei chayecha, the Torah. Voitatum l'vanecha v'levnei vanecha, the Torah. The Ramban went, and the Ramban was mechadish, and the Ramban said, read the next Pasuk. The next Pasuk says, yoy ma'asher amadat l'fnei Hashem l'kech v'chayrev. In other words, the dvarim asheru einecha, that the Torah is saying, Hisham l'chosh ma'nafshem l'choyd, pen tishkach, is referring not to the words of the Torah, Torah, it's referring to Maimon Har Sinai. Upen Yisurum Milvavcha Kol Yemei Chayecha is Maimon Har Sinai. Devoidatum Levanecha Velevnei Vanecha is Maimon Har Sinai. The Yom HaShemata Levnei HaShem Lekach V'chayim. This is Poshit, the way you always understand the Ramban. But being that we discovered it's a sugya, the first Mahalach, the Ramban can't be Oiker Legamre, the first Pshat. What, he's going Keneged Rish Lakish, Ravina, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and Rav Meir? It's impossible. How could you even say such a thing? The Teretz is, maybe what Ramban means is Ramban is saying that there's two things going on in this pasuk. Number one is Raki Shomel Choshma Nafshavcha Ma'oi Pentishkach Es Hadvarim Asheru Einach, referring to the Torah. Upen Yisur Mulvavcha Choy Meichayach the Torah. Vaitat Mulvenach Vnei Vnach the Torah. Additionally, the next pasuk, He Shomel Choshma Nafshavcha Ma'oi Pen, is also referring to the Yoyim Asher Madat Alufnei Hashem Lekach B'Chayrev. So there's two things you have to remember. You have to remember the words of the Torah, and you also have to remember Maimon Har Sinai. But it's not mashma that way. First of all, if you look at the Ramban, it's not mashma that way. But it's even more not mashma that way. You know why? Because if you take a look at Rashi and Chumash, Rashi on this pasuk, Raki Shomel Choresh Mar Nafshecha Ma'od. So Rashi says as follows: Oz kishaloi tishkechu oisam v'tasum ala mitasam techoshvu chachamim unavoinim. If you're not going to forget your learning, you'll be considered chachamim unavoinim. V'im ta'afsu oisam, if however you're going to forget it, mitoich shikha, simply because there's something called shikha, techoshvu shoytim, you're going to be considered shoytim. What's Pashup Shana Rashi? How do you even read this Rashi? So this Rashi is really explaining this pasuk behemshach to the previous psukim. If you go back a few different psukim, the psukim say ushmartem vasisem, you should keep the Torah. Ki chachmaschem uvinaschem leinei amim. Ashi yishmon es kalachukim ha'ilu va'omru rakam chacham v'novin ha'goy ha'godol hazeh. Ki mi goy godol ashi lo yelikim kreivim eilav kashem elkeinu b'chol kareinu eilav. Umi goy godol ashi lo yichukim u'mishpatim tzadikim. Ra ki shomel cho shema nafshach amoy. Zok Rashi, you know what this ra ki shomel cho is? It's a t'nai in the umay sa'olam looking at the yidin and being impressed. We're saying the Umay Sa'olam are going to look at the Yidin and they're going to say, wow, ki chachmaschem uvinaschem. They're going to say, Rak am chochav noven agoy agodol azeh, ki mi goy god. I never saw such a nation like this in my life. They're going to be blown away by Klai Yisrael. You know when that's going to happen? Rak yisham el chosh manafshach v'oyit, if you're going to know your Torah. But if you're going to forget your Torah, then not. On that, Zokta Ramban, that Rashi learned that this pasuk, Rak yisham el chosh manafshach v'oyit, is not an azara. It's not an azara. What is this pasuk? It's like an asinas tam. It's a caveat. It's the fine print. That you want to know when the world is going to be impressed by the Jews? If you're going to remember your Torah, Raki Shom Elcha, it's a t'nai in the Umay Sa'olam saying, Rak am chochem v'novo in agoy agodol hazeh. So Zokta Ramban, ve'enoy nochen klal. No, Rashi turned this into like a t'nai in, well, you want to look cool in the eyes of the Umay Sa'olam, don't forget your learning. Dr. Ramban, no way, it's much more serious. This is a loisase. And what is the loisase? It's a loisase that hizir b'ma'oid. And it's shaloi tishkach maimin arsina, mikol advar, mashiro shamaynech. The Ramban's gish over here is to be masig on Rashi. That Rashi learned it's not a loisase. Frank, the Ramban is zikr a loisase. And you want to know what the Lois Asay is? Don't forget Maimon Har Sinai. You want to know what the Lois Asay is? See Menachas Tzadik Tes. See the Mishnah Novice, Perek Gimel. It's a Pliya Tzuma. I'll tell you more than that. The Ramban, Ki Yedua, wrote a commentary on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. A sub-commentary that the Ramban wrote to the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs is at the very, very end of the Rambam's Essen and Lavin. The Ramban has a list known as the Shikchas HaEssen and as the Shikchas HaLavin. If you look at Shikchas HaLavin number 2 in the Ramban's Sefer HaMitzvahs, Zok the Ramban, what is number 2? HaMitzvah HaShniya Shen Nimna'onu Shloi Nishkach Maimon Har Sinai V'loi Nosir Oysoi Midatenu Avol Yeh Einenu V'libenu Sham Kol Hayomim. The Ramban goes and he's very mairich and he says the same exact Shtikl Torah that he wrote in his Pirush Al HaTorah. This is the Ramban L'Shitasoi in Parshas Avos Chanan. If you look at the Rambam did not mention the Isser of Yishom el-Chosh Manafshach Moed. He didn't mention it in the Nusach of the Gemara Menachas Sadek Tes and the Mishnah in Ovis Paragumel, and he didn't say the Ramban Shtikl Torah that he writes in Parshas Vaschanan. The Rambam was very bothered. How did the Rambam forget this Pasuk in the Torah? Hishomer Pen Va'al is a Loisase. There's an Isser in the Torah, there's a Lav that, pun intended, the Rambam forgot, right? There's a shikras halav over here. Which lav? The lav of shikra. And fake the Ramban, what's going on over here? But when the Ramban was masik on the Rambam, he was only masik that he left out the lav, not to forget, mine at Har Sinai. If la'olam the Ramban holds that there's two lavin, and the Ramban is just being moisif, he's just being moisif on what the Gemara Menachis and the Mishnah and others are saying, then l'chayr vos the Ramban vol gedav freg in his feizachin. Rambam, you forgot a pasuk in the Torah. Oh, it sounds to me, you know what he should have said? You're learning like Rashi, that this is not really a loisazin, which could be pshat in the Rambam. But it sounds to me like you're learning like Rashi. And if that's the case, how do you learn like Rashi? This is a very important lap. And by the way, licht in dem tzveizachin. No, he only brought the second thing. In his asoga, he was supposed to. So aside from the Ramban's asoga and Rashi in his spiritual Torah and Pashas Vaschanan, and aside from the Ramban's asoga and the Rambam and the Shikas Halavim, it's very mashma from the Ramban that the Ramban held there's only one mitzvah, and that one mitzvah is not the mitzvah that's discussed in Menachas Tzadik Tes, and that's discussed in the Mishnah in Pirkei Yovis Perigimel. I think it's a Kushya Atsuma on the Ramban, and we're going to leave that as the first Ta'ara. The second Ta'ara is, and this is something that we mentioned in the past, Abavim Beis Medrash Blei Chiddush can't learn this Gemara, speak out four Ta'aras, and this not to be one of them. And that is, it's Yodua, that Reb Chaim Volozhin, and this is brought down in Keser Rosh, said that even though Chazal were maflik, as relates to the Isser, for a person to forget Dover Echa Mimeshnasai, but in the words of Rav Chaim Volozhin, Zekoi ala Rishonim Shalom Dubapeh, Ad Kan Dvarav. This was only true for the Rishonim that they used to learn Torah Shabalpeh Balpeh. For the Rishonim that used to learn Torah Shabalpeh Balpeh, there was an Isser for a person to forget a Dover Echa Mimeshnasai. But once, Islasis Hashem Eferu Torah Secha, and at the times of Yudha Nasi, they were matter writing Torah Shabalpeh, Shaloi Teshtakach. At that point, there's no Isser anymore for a person to forget his learning. This is an incredible, incredible kula in the sugya of a person forgetting his learning, which in the Mishnah, obviously, Hareza Mischai Benashe, Ki'ilu Mischai Benashe. And in our sugya, it's either one, two, or three, Lavin. But said Reb Chaim Volozhin, it was only true for the Rishonim Shalom Do Bapeh. But as it relates to Bizmanenu, where the Torah Bapeh is written at this point, this is not something that's relevant anymore. The Biskirov, Ala Torah, in Parashas Vaschanon, so he brings this Reb Chaim Volozhin, and he explains the oimik of it. Said Marin HaGeriz, normal you learn, what's the Isser of a person forgetting Dover Echad Mishnasai? If a person has Torah, you can't forget the Torah. Is an Isser. You're not allowed to forget learning. Can't eat nevela, can't eat basav v'chalav, you can't forget Torah. It's a regular Isser, gavra, a person is not allowed to forget his learning. Said the Brisker Rav, where Chaim Volozhin was being megalitas was, that the yisoid of the Isser is not for the yachid not to forget his learning. The yisoid of the Isser is, Torah Shabbat Peh, once upon a time, was given over b'mesayra. It was given over ish mi pi ish. Moshe kibol Torah misinai, u'mesara li yeshua v'yeshua l'skenim. That's the way Torah was given over. To the extent a person who had some level of achrayis, of making sure the Messiah went over, forgot Dover Echa Mimishnasai, he just blew the entire Messiah. Can you imagine that? If one Allah is forgotten, it could be someone's going to darshan a Kal V'chomer, and there's a pirch on the Kal V'chomer, you don't know about it because it was forgotten. Rebbeinu Dalmakula, achurbin mamish, in a ruchnius digger sense, could take place if a dover echami mishnasai is forgotten. And that's why it was so chomer, kalashaychech, dover echami mishnasai, hareze kilu mischai benafshai. And you're over one lav, two lav, and three lavim. And like the Ramban says, the Torah was hizirba ma'oid. All these lishoinis, all these adjectives, it's because it's such a chomer thing. You know what we're dealing with over here? What we're dealing with over here is the ganze mesayra. And if somebody's going to chalila forget the mesayra, there could be a tremendous churban. That's what Reb Chaim Volozhin was being megalitas. The Yisoid of the Isser is not a Yochid who learned, now forgot his learning. The Yisoid of the Isser is that you have to make sure that you protect the Messiah. And if you're not going to protect the Messiah, then taka, tremendous korban could happen. So that was all true when the Messiah was going, mi ish, mi pi ish. But once already, you will write Torah Shabbat Peh. So now already, if a person forgets his learning, all it is an Isser Gavra. At this point, you're not forgetting Messiah anymore. Or if you're not forgetting Messiah anymore, at this point, there's not something you have to be worried about. The Briskerov said that he believes, this is the oimik, in a Gemara Masechta Soita Daf Lamed Zayin, which was, by the way, when we spoke about this by Rikos. The Gemara there talks about the brachas and the klolois of Har Grizim and Har Evil. And the Gemara says that for every bracha and every klala, right, for every baruch that's mentioned in the psukim, and for every ara that's mentioned in the psukim, there were really four different brachas and klalas. So each one was made up of four. Why? Because for each one of the mitzvahs, both aseh and lois aseh, baruchs and aras respectively, there was a baruch lilmoid, you have to learn it. There was a baruch lalamed, you have to teach it. There was a baruch lishmar, and there was a baruch lasos. And the same is true for the ara. So there was a lilmoid, there was a lamed, there was a lishmar, there was a lasos. In other words, a person has to learn the mitzvahs. You have to teach the mitzvahs. You have to be lishmar the mitzvahs, and lastly, you have to do the mitzvahs. Said the Brisker Rav, if you take a look at the Marsha in Soita Lamed Zayin, he mutches, what does lishmar mean? We know what lomoid means, to learn. Lolami means to teach. Lasis means to do. What is lishmar? Now, said the Brisker Rav, I know what you're thinking. Isn't lasis mitzvahs asay, and lishmar is mitzvahs lois asay? Zachar v'shomer, right? Zachar is the asay, and shomer is the lois asay. Sometimes the word shmira is in the context of lois asay. That's true, but over here it doesn't work. The reason it doesn't work over here, because you have the lishmar and the lasis on the asay and on the lois asay. So if you had the lasis on the asay and the lishmar and the lois asay, it would work. Oh, but for every baruch, there was a lishmar and a lasis. What's the lishmar of the asay? And for every lois asay, there's a lie. The Torah says lasis means do the mitzvah. If it's an asay, it's an asay. If it's a lois asay, it's a lois asay. So what's lishmar? Said the Brisker Rav that lulei de mistafino. You know what lishmar means? Lishmar means you have to protect it. You have to watch it. The yidden were told you have to learn Torah. The yidden were told you have to teach Torah. And the yidden were told you have to watch the Torah. You have to protect the Torah. And the yidden were told lasis, you have to go ahead and you have to do the mitzvahs because the Torah is b'mesayra. Again, we don't appreciate this so much anymore. But once upon a time, the Torah was mamish, something that was given over ishmi piyish. If it's given over ishmi piyish, chalila, what's going to happen if it gets forgotten? That's what you find with different tanam, right? Kishachala, and they're asking them shailas, because if a person died with him, the Messiah could die as well. There was such an incredible sensitivity when it came to all these zachin. But the point is, lishmar means you have to watch it. Lishmar means you have to protect it. The yid was told to learn Torah, and then after you learn it, protect it. Why protect it? Because if you're not going to protect the Torah, who knows if there's going to be Torah in the world. And you can't have a world without Torah. And that's why part and parcel of the Iker Tzivuyim was learn it, teach it, do it, and lishmar. This is something you have to watch as well. And that's the Oymik Reb Chaim V'Lajan. The Oymik Reb Chaim V'Lajan was this Inyan. It's not just an Issa Gavra, don't forget you're learning. But it's lishmar. You have to make sure that you're going to protect the Messiah. Stating that, if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Hilchas Talmud Torah Perek Beis, and this is in Sif Dalet, Shulchan Aruch HaRav has a whole arichas on the inyan of the Issa Shikras HaTorah, and then he says as follows, V'gam Achshav, even now, Shenichta V'Torah Shav Alpeh, that Torah Baal Peh is already written, V'yucha La'ayim B'Sforim Mashashachach, so that if somebody learned something and he forgot, okay, I could learn it again. Ein Zeh Moyel Klum, said the Alter Rebbe. It doesn't help at all. Ki miyad sheshachach, the minute he forgets his learning, oyver belav. He's already oyver belav, koydem sheya'ayin. Before he's going to be ma'ayin. K'moish she b'yameyem, she oyver belav b'shosh shecheach. The olden days, if a person forgot his learning, even though it wasn't written, you could have asked somebody and he could have told you the Torah again. The Torah says it didn't help. So too now, Bismanenu said, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that it's not going to help as well. In other words, there seems to be a fundamental machloikis in Hilchas Talmud Torah between Reb Chaim V'Lajan and between the Baal HaTanya, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. And that is the Isra of Shikas HaTorah. According to Reb Chaim V'Lajan, it's an Isra in the Messiah. It's you're not allowed to leave out any chelik of the Messiah. You have to make sure that the Messiah is going to be kept 100% intact. And that's why this was only Negeya, when the Messiah is something that was taka given over, Ishmi Piyish. But now that already you're allowed to write the Torah Shabbat Peh, at this point, this is not something you have to be concerned with. But the Shulchan Aruch HaRav held not that way. He held, it's an Issa Gavra. A person's not allowed to forget his learning. And as a result, the Issa is going to be true today, just like it was back in the day. Machloikis between Reb Chaim V'Lajan and Reb Shneur Zalman as it relates to Hilchas Talmud Torah. This is not the machloikis between Reb Chaim V'Lajan and the Baal HaTanya and Hilchas Talmud Torah, but definitely a very interesting machloikis nonetheless, and that is the second aura. The third aura is, who is the Baal Memra in our Gemara that said, Kol HaMeshakeach Dover Echad Mi Talmudoi, He's Eivet Belav, 2 Lavin, 3 Lavin. Who's the original Baal Memra? It was Reish Lakish. It occurred to me, Reish Lakish is very worried. Do not forget one halacha of your learning. Certainly the way the Shulchan Aruch HaRav understands it. Do not forget one halacha of your learning. The Gemara says in Masech the Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Dalu Ramad Aleph, Amar Ula, Haraya Es Reish Lakish Bebeis Medrash. If somebody saw Reish Lakish and Beis Medrash learning, Ki Ilu Oikir Harim V'Toychan In Zebezeh. He was such a charif, he was literally like observing an Oikir Harim. He was uprooting mountains from the ground and he was grinding one against the other. Reish Lakish was an Oikir Harim. What does that mean? So we know that all Talmidei Chachamim back in the day were divided into two groups. There were the Sinais and there were the Oikar Harims. The Sinai was someone that was a big baki, that his Mishnayos was Siduroi Sloi, Kishulchan Aruch, just like it was at Sinai. And the Oikar Harim was the great Salam, then he was the big Charif. Reish Lakish falls into the category of being an Oikar Harim. It's a Mefurish Gemara, it's Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Dalet, Amid Aleph. But the point is, Reish Lakish, the Oikar Harim, Reish Lakish, the super Lamdin, Reish Lakish is the one that said, you're not going to forget 1 ounce of your learning. I mean, he's also Shmeinin, that because Reish Lakish was a super Lamdin, it meant he had a Shvach HaBikis. Reish Lakish is of the opinion that if somebody forgets Davar Echa Mi Mishnasai, or Davar Echa Mi Talmudai, that's his Lashon. He's already Oikar Alav. The Teretz is his Iker Inyan of its Steinus wasn't being an Oikar Harim, wasn't being a Lamdin. But as it relates to his Bekias, of course he had a Bekias, in his own words. What did he say? He said that if somebody would go ahead and figure out one thing of his learning, be Oivar Lo Yisaseh. It occurred to me further, who's the Mandam in the Mishnah? Who said in the Mishnah, if somebody forgets Davar Echa Mi Mishnasai, it's Rameyer. Rameyer is the one in the Mishnah Novus. Rab Distoib Rab Yane Mishum Rameyerim. If you look at that very same Gemara in Sanhedrin Chav Talmud, the next Gemara, Amar Ravina, Ravina said, if somebody saw Rameir in Beis Medrash, it's Ki'ilu Oiker Hare Harim V'Toychan En Zebezeh. It's not only as if you see someone being Oikar Harim, this is Oikar Hare Harim Ben Benoishal Hare Harim, right? So Reb Meir wasn't just an Oikar Harim, he was an Oikar Hare Harim. Reb Meir, who's the Spitz Oikar Harim. You think Reb Meir was Mezalzel when it came to his Bekias? Chalila, he's the one that said, truth is, we've mentioned a similar art to this many times over the years, and that is the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. We know that Reb Meir was a Sofer, right? Reb Meir was a Sofer. The Gemara says, Allah, they are not allowed to write an Ois Achas of Kisvei Kodesh Lomi Naksav. So when a Sofer is writing, whatever he's writing, he's writing Sefer Torah. You have to look in the Sefer Torah and you have to go ahead and you write it. Fait the Gemara, Amr Hashem and Elazar, there was a story through a mayor. He once went to be Ma'abed Hashanah in Asya, and they didn't have a Megillah. They didn't have a Megillah Sester. He said, no worries. He sat down and he wrote us the Megillah Sester. How can you write a Megillah Sester? L'chayrech, Lomi Naksav. So Amr Rabbavoh said, Shani Rameir, the Mekayim Bey, Va'afapecho, Yaishiru Negdecho. He was someone that by him his Torah was so clear and he had such clarity in his information that he was able to write him Shalom Naksav. Now we've mentioned many times over the years, Rav Reuven Margolis said that what's the Oymek, Vafapecha Yashiru Negdecha? Said, look at the beginning of the Pasuk. Einecha L'noichach Yabitu, Vafapecha Yashiru Negdecha. That a person has to have the Torah so clear that he literally sees it in front of him. And he goes and he gives this whole Arichas that there are two types of people that have good memories. Some people just have what he calls a Zikaron Phenomenoli, right? In English, a phenomenal memory. And he says there are other people that when they see something, they take a tzilum. They literally take a picture and they could just upload the image if they ever need it. And like this, they see it in front of them. What the Gemara was saying about Rameir was that Shani Rameir, Rameir was different, that for him, it was Einecha L'noichach Yabitu V'afapech Yashiru Negdecha. When he was Shaloi Menaksav, it was Minaksav. Because Rameir said, Rav Reuven Margolis takes one to know one, had a photographic memory. And because he had a photographic memory, so he was being Mekayim Einechel and Oichach Yabitu. What's the problem? The problem is Shloim Enakzab, Nishpai Rameir. Rameir is Mitoichab Ksab. And the Oimek Rabru Magos was trying to say, well, Snapchat Rameir had a great memory. Great memory is Oichach Shloim Enakzab. Unless you have the photo stored. Oh, if you have it stored, now you're seeing it. A photographic memory means you're looking at it. That's Einechel and Oichach Yabitu, and that's the Indian of this Pasuk Mishnah. But the bottom line is, this is Rameir again. Although Rameir is the Oikar Hari Harim, right? The Gemara says in Ervin Yud Gimel Amud Beis that we never pass like Rameir. Why? Because Rameir had the ability to be Metar Shrotzim. And the Oilam Dinah had to be Oimed Al Soif Taite. He was such a super duper Lamdan. You think it's only a Lamdan? No. Rameir had this incredible Zikar. Rameir is the one who says, Kala. Reish Lakish and Rameir, the two tzaddikim that the Gemara describes as incredible Iker Harims. But at the same time, you find this in him. But I'll just tell you one hoisafa to this. Lulei de Mistafina. It's so subtle, but I think it's emes lamitai. And that is, remember the Kliva Get? Obviously, we're not going to recap the Kliva Get now. But the story of the Kliva Get with Itzik and his Bnei Bayis and that whole episode that took place. So obviously it was a discussion in Hilcha Shaita. Did Itzik have a din of a Shaita? Did he not have a din of a Shaita? But the reason that the Kliva Get took over the world, right, the reason it was Marish Shalomis, the way it was Marish Shalomis, is because Rabbi Yisrael Lipschitz, who was the Mesader Get, who was a Goyin Olam, he felt that Itzik was Bedas when he went ahead and he divorced his wife. And then the Frankfurt Beis Din went kineged him, and they decided that he was really a shaita, and the Frankfurt Beis Din never explained why they felt the way they felt. And even though Rabbi Yaakov Emden and the Shagas Aryeh, Ubaroshim, the Noid Abihuda, everybody reached out, just give us an explanation, they refused to explain themselves. And what happened was this, how Shaila went from being a Shaila about a divorce, a Shaila about a get, to now all of a sudden it was a Shaila about what the responsibility of a Beis Din is, and does one Beis Din have an obligation to explain itself to another Beis Din, and just a little bit of what was going on. As a matter of fact, the Frankfurt Beis Din, at least to the human eye, seemed to have been getting agitated that so many people were speaking out against it and questioning their authority, and people were asking legitimate shaylos, but they felt they had no chiyuv, they had no obligation to go ahead and to respond to it. And as a result, the Get of Cleves didn't just divide a husband and a wife, but really it divided the entire Europe. If you look at the Noid of Yehuda's lengthy tshuvas on the topic of the Kliva Get, he wrote many, many tshuvas. So this is towards the beginning of the first tshuva, and he's writing it to Rabbi Abishol Frankfurter, his close yadid. And he says that, I don't understand why the Beis Din has such a hard time with the question. Listen to this one line. He says, V'mafim hoya hadover kein. Let's say we're nothing compared to you. We're mamish talmidim b'makim rabim. But a Talmud is not allowed to ask his Rebbe a question? And a Rebbe is supposed to get agitated when he asks his question, when a Talmud asks him a question? Haloi Reish Lakish talmidei shal Rabbi Yochanan hoya. He said, Reish Lakish was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. V'nech lakol b'harbim b'koymes. And he argues with him in many places. V'loi hikbid Rabbi Yochanan. And I don't know of one place, said the Noida Behuda, that Rabbi Yochanan got upset. He got at the Reish Lakish. The Kachu Darkish Al Torah, and the reason is because this is Darkish Al Torah. Zem Maksha Vizem Mefarish. Hit me. What's the oimik of the words? You think the Noida Behuda just gave a mashal Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish? The Noida Behuda, every word is Zahav, Mamish. What did Noida Behuda mean? He meant this as follows. We learned the Gemara last week where Rabbi Yochanan got upset, right? We dealt with two, the Gemara in Yavam and Sadek Vav. When did he get upset? He got upset when Rabbi Elazar was in Beis Medrash and Rabbi Elazar was saying Torah and he wasn't saying it over in his name, and he felt bad because he knew Sifsayis Adai Vais Bekever. And we've always mentioned Rabbi Yochanan didn't have, already he lost his 10 sons during his lifetime and he needed his Hemshech. And as a result, he was very disappointed. He said, I'm going to lose that on the Sifsayis Adai Vais Bekever. The Ikbid Rabbi Yochanan on the Gemara says, another Gemara. The Gemara says in Bavim Tzia Pei Dalet Amud Aleph that after Reish Lakish left the world, Reish Lakish died, Reish Lakish left the world, and Rabbi Yochanan was so lost, he didn't know what to do. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar, the Olim said, let Rabbi Elazar sit and learn together with Rabbi Yochanan. He'll be Mephayis him. And Rabbi Yochanan started saying, learning, and what did Rabbi Elazar say? Oh, Gevaldik, Tanya Namiyachi, Tanya Namiyachi. And then Rabbi Yochanan, in one of the great moments in Shas, turns to Rabbi Elazar, and he tells Rabbi Elazar, I want to say something to you. He said, you don't think I know I'm saying good? I need you to tell me Tanya Namihachi. When I used to learn Reish Lakish, I used to say something and he would bomb away at me. He used to ask me 24 kashas on everything I ever said. And you know what? Ichab gezog terutzin ubekach. And like this, we came out with the sugya. You're telling me Tanya Namihachi? I don't need you for that. That's what the Nebidu was saying. You find Rabbi Yochanan got upset. He got upset at Rabbi Elazar even more than one time. Who's, if Reish Lakish is his Talmud Muvik as in 1A, so Rabbi Elazar is one. He's been very, very, he's a close second. You know when he got upset at him? When he told him, Tanya Namihachi. He got upset. He wasn't saying Torah in his name. But Rabbi Yochanan, where I think the Noid of Yehuda saw a little netiyah to big paid to Talmidim if they don't behave properly. Mamash, you remember the Gemara within Yavamas? They couldn't be Mephayis Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Ami tried, Rav Asi, till Baridi came, How come you can't be Mephias me like Baridi? The Irkpid Rabbi Yochanan Ba'ifin Nifla Adamoy. I'll tell you another one. Remember Rav Kahana, the mice with Rav Kahana, and then the Bava Kam, where Rav Kahana was asking Kashanism Rabbi Yochanan, and he had that smirk, and it was just because of something related to his face, and he was the Irkpid Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Kahana died because of the Irkpid Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's a shtickle captain in Shas, a Megazogin. You see it clearly. You see, he has this Nitiya Fikpeda. Oh, but he was never mapped in that one place in Shas and Reish Lakish. At Sunday night, you would think that if there was any person, he would have been Machbid on Voltas Geven Reish Lakish. Or he was never Machbid. Fakert, he wanted him to ask Kashas. And the Kpeda on Rebbe Loza came because of the Tanya Nami Hochis. Good, Rav Kahana did it with a Litzonis. He thought he was laughing at him. V'ikbid Rav Yochanan. But there was in one place, not the night of Yehuda. This is the Oymek. This is what the Night of Yehuda meant to say over there. This is what's going on over here. But I'll call him. That's this Inyan. That's what's going on over here. As it relates to Kol HaShechech, Dovrechmi, Mishnasai, we said four hours. We're going to stop after three. And Be'ezah Hashem, tomorrow, we'll come back and we'll chazer over this sugya of chazering and not forgetting one's learning.